Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Paul says, "Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own." I press on to make it my own because Christ has made me his own. If you know Christ, my friend, you have been bought with a price. You're no longer your own. You belong to him. He has made you his own. Why don't you say right now, "I belong to Christ"? You do. If you know Christ, if you've confessed him, you belong to him. You've been purchased by the blood of Christ. How precious is that? And so we press on. You know, not that I'm already perfect. I'm not. But my heart's desire is to be shaped into the image of Christ. And the way I do that is to keep my eyes focused on Christ. I got a neat birthday card back in June from my daughter, Michelle. And I'm not boasting. I'm thankful to God. But this is what she said. She said, "Dad, thanks for setting a good example of always being positive and seeing the best in people, not the worst." I think that's a discipline. You could look at me and find something to criticize. I know that. Or I could probably look at you and find something to criticize. But how much better is it to look beyond who a person is and see who they can be? See, that's what Jesus did for us. So why shouldn't we do it for others? Think on these things. I'm not perfect, but I know who is, and I want to follow after him. Look to Jesus and live. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.